Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Carl Reiner passed away at 98. The age of 98, 231 players had him. Where do you want to start?
P. The letter P.
All right. Let's see. MP. There we go. Pink Sock Playdate gets a hit.
All right, nice.
As does Placenta Panini. Ugh. Please, pass the butt plugs.
Take one and pass it on, or like once you're done with it, pass it on.
Just pass them.
Okay.
Let me see if I can
find this.
There's
a bowl of butt plugs at the party?
There was a guy that emailed like six times, so he was very adamant about this. Oh, here it is. Low-budget sex toy for men. And for some reason, David felt compelled to email this six times to us. The skin of a chicken neck or drumstick is a good substitute for a vagina. Just warm it up to your desired temperature and hit it. Six times.
According to who?
According to David.
No. I mean,
just David.
He's not quoting anyone.
No.
This sounds like personal experience.
Then I'll have to take his word for it.
Yeah.
Because I think you did a story.
Raw chicken skin?
About a chicken breast. And then somebody, he was preparing a chicken breast and some of
he just
chicken
tagged
juice
it.
Got on his dink. He was preparing chicken naked for whatever reason. He was banging that chicken breast.
Yeah, that was it. You know he was, because that's what
you don't recall the details of that story?
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
I do remember that.
Those are the sorts of things I like to not remember.
No, the guy ended up with some kind of rash on his dink. Had to go to the doctor and explain that, some juice from a chicken breast dripped down my dink.
See, me and my buds used to call our taints chicken skin for years.
Yeah.
It's what it looks like, chicken skin.
I've never actually seen it.
Well, I'll show you.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, it is. Somebody bends over in front of you naked, you can see it.
Although, someone with their head up their ass probably gets a good view.
Well, you've seen Todd's when he got the vasectomy.
I saw everything.
Were his legs up in the stirrups?
I saw everything. No.
Well,
he didn't have a vagina. I didn't see him get fixed. Well, I did see him get fixed. Excuse me.
Yeah, but I recall you staring a lot.
Nah.
Just enjoying the smell of the burning vas deferens.
I'm sure it only takes one glance for it to be burned into your memory.
I just picture the tape over the head of his penis taped to his belly. Well, it's lower, way lower belly.
Upper helmet pelvic
up.
Area.
Yeah.
That's right, I remember that.
That's right. They did have to helmet up.
I remember her shaving it, too.
It was totally helmet up.
Helmet up. Totally helmet up, yeah.
I remember all that, too, but not his.
Yeah, well, probably no one
I saw more than
theirs.
Todd did. I had a better angle on it.
No, it was just me and the two nurses at that point.
Yeah. Nope, I was one of the few people that had a spectator at my vasectomy.
I don't recommend it, by the way.
Could you point me to the gallery, please?
Yeah.
You don't recommend the vasectomy or the spectator?
And we are so lucky. This is before smartphones, too. I would have took a couple photos. I would have. I'd have sent them to you
selfie.
Guys. I know. A selfie with his...
Over your shoulder with Todd.
With his taped up penis.
I think the cell phones were pretty prevalent at the time, but not camera.
No, not those.
Not as tricked out as they are today.
You had the StarTAC at that point. I don't even know if you had a camera on
it. I did have a StarTAC. Yeah,
and it was 2000.
There was no camera on the StarTAC. No.
Yeah.
You're right. It was 2000.
That phone.
There was no camera. Believe me, there's a camera. I would have took a shot of your dink getting soldered up.
I hope so.
Yeah, my wife went to the thing with me, but she didn't.
No,
she waited in the waiting. I'll be out here. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that little thing again.
I'm like, really? I went in for the C-section and saw that.
Yeah, you did.
Apparently it's not the same.
No, because in the
baby
C-section,
didn't shoot out your penis. Well, it actually did. Yeah.
There's a birth of a child that usually follows the C-section.
One glance. That's all I took.
Let's hope.
You probably want to be there for that.
Still didn't want to look.
While we were gone, some people got into a little argument on the Twitter.
Really? No way.
Over who can eat a hot dog better. Somebody posted a bunch of photos of Barack Obama enjoying hot dogs with the caption, "Obama really the glizzy gulper." Now, glizzy is a Washington, D.C. slang for hot dog.
Got it.
Although in this case, it has obvious homoerotic connotations. Somebody responded saying Donald Trump could never deep throat hot dogs like Obama. And then an obviously elderly Trump fan jumped in and said Trump could deep throat more than him any day. So,
really,
you know, there's
Trump
those
fan?
Sorts of issues going on. The hot dog issues were going on while we were gone.
A dumb Trump fan.
Yeah,
D.L. Hughley. Yeah.
Most popular images of the eating of the hot dog that I've seen on the social media are Michelle Bachmann.
Yes.
That one's floating around a lot. And then the old governor of Texas, Rick Perry.
Yeah.
One of him eating a corn dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't Michelle Bachmann's a corn dog, too?
Yeah, I think it was.
Chestnut broke the record, 75.
75, yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't see that, but I saw the replay of the chick hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, she broke her record,
Oh,
too.
She lapped the field.
Except 48, I think she had.
47, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he lapped the field.
Yeah, he totally lapped the field, too. Nobody was near him.
33 more hot dogs than the number two guy.
Yeah.
There were some of the chicks, you know, who were like four or five, and they had six. Ate six hot dogs. It looked like they were snacking compared to the winner.
Six hot dogs.
Yeah, but
Joey Chestnut ate 75 dogs, buns, and everything in 10 minutes, beat his competitor by 33 dogs. It's the 13th time that he has won over the last 14 years. She, Mickey Sudo, 48 and a half hot dogs to beat her own personal record, her seventh straight win. Now, this was the first year that you could have placed a wager.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing else is better.
We're that desperate for wagering.
Oh, I got a story about that. About wagering.
Yeah, but if you were to pick either Joey or Miko, you were just going to win nothing.
Yeah,
almost nothing.
Yeah.
Long odds.
Exceedingly long odds. But then, right, you know, you could have... You could place wagers on whether or not they would beat their own personal best, that sort of thing.
Yeah, bet on the number eight eaten at the end.
Over, under, all that?
Yes, all that.
I also saw a profile, and I don't know what his specialty was, but he was really an anomaly because, first of all, he's a black guy, and there's not a lot of black guys in the world of competitive eating.
There's a big fat black guy every year on that one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He's 6'2 and 400 pounds, and we've always been told that, you know, fat guys are kind of at a disadvantage when it comes to competitive eating.
When it comes to winning certain things because their belly is surrounded by fat and it can't expand. Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably, in a 10-minute sprint like that, there's probably a cardiovascular element to it. Like, you got to keep moving. You got to keep eating.
A lot of those professional eaters, I heard, ain't even talking about it, because this is doubles of sports, and we don't do really a sports show, obviously, but... I saw Golic and Wingo talking about this on break, and it was just they spent like 10 minutes breaking this down, talking about it. I'm thinking, oh man, you guys just nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, I think Golic's kid was actually there.
Yeah, somebody hosted it. I think he hosted.
Yeah, there was no crowd this year, obviously, and then they had big partitions. Separating.
They had that same announcer though with a mask on, screaming in the background. It was annoying.
Because you know there's a lot of spitting and spewing going on.
Oh yeah,
in a hot dog eating contest. So they were all.
In the morning.
Plexiglass partitions between them.
I did actually grill hot dogs at noon on 4th of July.
There you go.
I had two hot dogs. That was my two for the year. Yeah. I felt compelled.
No, we just watched the replay.
I didn't watch the hot dog eating contest.
I just grilled hot dogs at noon. I didn't see it this year.
Yeah, because I didn't feel like watching any news. I didn't feel like watching any fireworks displays.
I had Independence Day on. It was on like repeat on AMC that day.
I was on that day. Okay.
I think so.
Give me a good hot dog eating contest. And at the end,
so a bookie friend of ours said, what are people betting on? Still nothing happening, obviously. A little bit of soccer going on, but Russian table tennis.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Where can we see that?
I don't know if you can see
I'd
it
like
or
to
not,
watch that.
But it's happening live.
Can you wager on cornhole?
I was wondering
There's
that,
a lot
too.
Of cornhole going on.
Yeah.
At least
yes.
that's what I see on
yes,
TV.
It's a holiday weekend.
Yeah. I still can't get over that name because, you know, when I lived back east, it was called beanbag toss. And when I first moved to the Midwest and somebody said the word cornhole, I thought what we all think when we think of cornhole. That's a slang term.
You mean a fun game to play when you're camping?
For butt sex.
Right.
Look
out for the cornhole.
Look out for the cornhole, buddy. So, I mean, now the word cornhole is obviously the appropriate version. Everybody knows it's called that. That's what it is on TV, and there's professional leagues, and those guys and women are amazing at it. But still, I can't get past the word cornhole.
Yeah, it's beanbag toss.
Yeah, that's what it's always been to me. Yeah. Now, I love that they call it cornhole because it just makes me giggle every time I hear that.
Yep. Oh, I see it on the guide.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, corn! No, that's not what I want.
They should put it up there, and you should better click on that. All of a sudden, there is actually butt sex happening. Hey, you clicked on it. We said cornhole.
Well, ESPN.
Type in cornhole in your YouPorn. I didn't even think about that.
ESPN is hard enough up for something to show to put on an Eagles concert last night.
Yes,
so
they did.
Maybe they'll just go hardcore porn next.
Yeah, I did see the beginning of that push, and I DVR'd it. I love the Eagles.
I watched most of it.
And on ESPN
last night. Yeah. Yes,
really.
And 3 hours.
They introduced it with. I don't hate Boomer. I always thought he's overblown and what he is, but he introduced it, and he was good friends with Glenn Frey, and they showed a bunch of old clips of him and Glenn Frey, and and he brought it around to sports and saying, "Listen, sports guys love talking." They should say, "Listen, we got nothing. We want some ratings. Here's the Eagles." I get.
Yep.
It was the new version of the Eagles without Glenn Frey.
It's like 2018 from the LA Forum.
Right, and now once I saw that, I think I want to see him if they ever go back out. I'm going to see that. I didn't think I was going to because of Glenn Frey. I love Glenn Frey. But his son, like Puss said, I haven't seen his son sing or play guitar until last night. And he has hair like Glenn did in the late 70s. And it looks like the Hotel California tour.
Yeah, right. He's Glenn Frey circa 1977.
And the funny
it's
thing about
a spitting image.
And you know damn well those rest of those guys are just giving so much crap because they're all old. And they're thinking, hey, Glenn Frey showed up again really young and hot.
Oh,
we're all old.
I had to look it up. That kid is 27.
Yeah, you've been around. Yeah.
27, that's it.
Yeah, so they introduced the Eagles, and they basically should have just said, listen, we got nothing. Here's an Eagles concert. But he wrapped it around sports.
Yeah, you know, Disney called him up and said, hey, we got this Eagles concert.
Right.
You guys want it?
Yeah, sure.
Throw it up there.
Either that or we're discussing cornhole.
Yeah, I ended up watching probably an hour and a half, 2 hours of it last night just because I wanted to see a live concert.
Seen Yellowstone yet?
No, I haven't watched that yet.
It's good.
They had several episodes of that on yesterday.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Did they?
Yeah, they were doing that. They're showing the catch-ups.
It is odd the way we have, at least my house, redirected our approach to watching TV. We don't want to start on Yellowstone unless we can go night after night after night after night watching one episode. So we're still into Billions. And we'll watch a Billions episode or two.
Yeah, but Billions is
every night.
Oh, you can watch that on demand now, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, you're on your DVR net. Okay, got it.
No, the Billions I got off.
You better start. You better be careful being on the social media with Yellowstone. Then
I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I got to watch Yellowstone every week. I actually watch it live.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it today. Yeah. Maybe we watch it a day later.
And I figure by the time we get done watching Billions, because we're in the third season now.
Oh, man, you're not going to watch. I can't believe you.
Yellowstone.
You better start watching Yellowstone first.
We'll wrap up,
right.
And then we'll get to that. And you're right, somebody might spoil it for me, but I've managed to avoid it so far. And they're what, 3-4 episodes in?
3, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler and I were just talking. The new Perry Mason on HBO is really good.
It is good, yeah.
I started watching that over
it's
last
dark,
week.
But it's good, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's the star of that?
Matthew Rice from Americans.
The Americans.
We talked about the American. That show had some skin on in the beginning of that. We got Mr. Skin a little later on this morning. Dr. Ed's going to phone the program.
Oh, yeah. Some creative use of food in that first episode.
Yeah.
That's right.
A survey of sexually active Americans.
Hey, everyone. What's active mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I qualify?
Did I see that right? I saw a meme the other day. I think it was always on the unofficial page. It says that a man. To stave off any kind of prostate problems or cancer, for that matter, must ejaculate 21 times a month.
Well, it's not.
That doesn't mean with a woman. That means just ejaculate.
Yeah.
Is that the recommended amount?
That has been said.
I've seen that.
I mean, that's flying out there. We don't know how true it is.
No, it is flying out there for sure.
Yeah.
I've passed that my whole life, basically. I mean, not 21 times with a woman.
Yeah, you should
some
probably.
Some of those months. Good old
yeah,
days.
Some of those months.
If you want the truth, if you want the truth, I would call NASCAR headquarters and find out what they say.
And if you're worried about it, just err on the side of caution.
Well, I do.
Aim for 25 or 30.
I hit 20. You know? Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A survey of sexually active Americans finds that it takes the average respondent a little over 3 months to feel comfortable bringing up a personal sexual interest, what might be described as a kink, to their partner.
Yeah.
But I got you pegged.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that 21 orgasms a month story is from 2017.
Well, does it make it not right?
We actually did it at the time.
I thought we did, yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, well, that sounds about right.
We've always...
It resurfaces occasionally.
Right, to that effect.
It's what, 2 out of 3 days?
You're right.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah. Throw one off.
Yeah, if you miss 1 or 2 days.
Can you bank them? Because when you're younger, you might do 40.
Well, you miss 2 or 3 days. Miss 2 or 3 days, make up for it the next. Assuming it's in the same month, of course.
Right. So 3 months to bring up a kink with your lady, right?
They say it takes the average respondent a little over 3 months to feel comfortable bringing up a kink to their partner.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
I don't want to go to Fist City. I don't want to.
Well, or maybe you're just afraid to bring it up.
It's too early.
It's too early in the relationship.
All right.
So
is this for a new relationship?
Yeah,
there is a W. You going all the way here or not? Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry. I don't have to go right now. That's what Sajak said right there. They bleeped it out.
So people are worried that their partner will leave them once they find out about the kink.
How bad's the same number
of people are also worried about being judged.
How bad's the kink, though? I guess it depends on how crazy your kink is.
But that's, the point is that's why it takes so long.
Yeah.
Is because they're afraid of being judged and left.
I wouldn't mind a finger. How about that?
Got to work up the nerve.
Yeah. That's not going to take.
Before you introduce the ball gag.
Okay. All right. Just walk in a room with it on.
Well, and just the fact that you said.
Does this ball gag make my face look fat? Sorry. Screwed that one up.
Just the fact that you said, how bad is the kink? That's the thing. People think that it's bad.
Yeah.
No, I know that. There's a stigma there. How out of the ordinary is the kink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How extreme.
Yeah.
But you automatically think that just because you like it and it's weird, somebody else is going to judge it
and think it's
bad.
You might have a guy in a leather outfit stands in the corner and watches. I mean, that's out of the ordinary.
Bringing in the gimp.
Yeah. The gimp, right. Bringing in the gimps out of the ordinary.
There's other things that are considered kinks or out of the ordinary that to other people are, you just do that.
Well, yeah.
Just running around.
I think we all know it. Just basically in the bedroom stuff you can do with each other, yeah.
Right.
That's just what we do, yeah.
That's just what we do.
I'm up for that.
But some people consider that a bit of a kink.
Right, they do.
You probably wouldn't say role-playing is extremely kinky.
I don't think that is.
To some people, yeah.
But to some people, that would just be weird.
Well, some people are like into like extreme pain.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think that would be something like, hey, smack my ass like really hard. Really hard.
So you're saying only a little bit of pain is not a kink.
Nick fell into character there. You should see his face.
I don't know if you're falling into character.
You saw his face there really hard.
Falling into Nick there.
I know what you mean.
I think this is the character.
I want to bleed.
Like, yeah, that would be hard to bring up to somebody.
Yeah.
If anything you'd have to put a tarp down for is going to be a difficult conversation.
All I heard Todd was say was suck on.
Sucking on toes would be a kink.
Yeah, it would be a kink. Would be a kink.
Anal would be a kink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what people say.
Right. Even dressing up in lingerie, that's considered a bit of a kink. I think that's
Todd's
a pretty mild one.
He's reading all of his list.
Well, especially if it's you in the lingerie, Todd.
Jack.
And Nick, if you need some help talking about it, we could call your wife. Yeah. I mean, we can ask her for you.
Yeah.
Nick wants to be hit really hard.
By the way, we'll take that. If you actually are with somebody, man or female, if you're a guy or girl checking in, what was brought up and you went, whoa, believe me, we'll get an email on that easily.
All right, here's Allure magazine listing the 11 most popular kinks.
Like the toughest one to get somebody to agree with would be something that would require a lot of cleanup at the end. I'll clean it up.
Well, you could use a bunch of oil and that'd be, you just have to clean that up. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about the mess. Right.
Honey, I brought my own mop.
Right.
Impact play. That's a spanking.
Oh, the whole
flogging.
What kind of impact?
That kind of thing.
Now, are we going in any sort of direction from worst to best or most to least popular?
I don't think so. I think they're just...
What's impact play mean again?
Spanking. Flogging.
I'm not into that.
Paddling.
Anything with a closed fist, and I think you've crossed a line.
Yeah. Well, a paddle.
Stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Yeah, this is a
thing. Who's getting spanked, the guy or the girl in this situation?
Either one.
Yes. If it's hetero.
Either one.
Yeah, sorry, impact play with
right.
a fist.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? That's impact play.
Did anybody ever asked you to slap their ass really hard?
No.
No, I mean,
I've never had that.
Me Nick. Either.
Nick, apparently.
No, well, yeah.
No one outside of
this room.
We've
known that for a while with Nick.
Role playing, that was one of my guesses. That's in here.
Role playing would be weird in the beginning because you have to fall into the character thing, you know.
I'm a lumberjack. No, you're not.
Nick's been told that.
Yeah, we've always shied away from that because we're very bad actors.
Spank me really hard, I'm a lumberjack. All right, we know where Nick's at.
All right, I'm getting word from the other room that stuck to the tape.
Oh,
yes, you just said.
I can go through the rest of these.
Yeah, we will.
Please, when we get back, we want to hear these.
They're all suitable for the air.
Yeah.
And Nick will go through the rest of his.
Yeah, all right. Well, maybe not all of his.
We'll see if they match.
Five guys talking shit. You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.